a nearly four-hour meeting last week about how to spend as much as $7.2 million on city parks projects resulted in a discussion about issues in Bloomington's parks. WFHB News Director Joe Crawford has more for today's WFHB Community Report.
City Council members struggled with exactly how to define what they generically referred to as problems in some of the city parks. They used terms like vagrancy and criminal activity. At one point, as you'll hear, the word virus is used alongside words like sleeping and occupying. The gist is that City Council members believe there are problems in the parks and something needs to be done. The conversation developed as the council heard proposals for spending roughly $7.2 million on parks facilities, including improvements to the Cascades Golf Course, the Banneker Community Center, the Clear Creek Trail, the Winslow Sports Park, and more. This would all be paid for by issuing bonds, or to put it more plainly, the city plans to borrow the money. Among the projects would be renovations to some of the bathrooms located at parks around the city. During the discussion, Councilmember Steve Volan noted that there are no bathrooms at the parks in his district. He represents much of the center of downtown Bloomington. Volan asked the Parks Department Director, Paula McDevitt, about that issue. One quick disclosure here, Councilmember Volan is also a volunteer at WFHB.
A lot of my constituents are businesses on and around Kirkwood, and they're accustomed to, I'm going to use the term vagrant, vagrancy, and people who are hang out in the park a lot who often ask to use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Has parks ever considered an outdoor bathroom for People's Park? And would they consider the Portland Loo? Do you know what the Portland Loo is?
I am familiar with the Portland Loo. You know, we get that suggestion a lot. I'm not sure we're ready to go there yet until we investigate and research more. Is that the perfect location for it, or is there another location downtown for that type of a structure? But that has very much been moved to the forefront of discussion.
Okay, let me hold that thought. When you say elsewhere downtown, do you mean someplace that is it a concern of parks that parks would have to maintain the bathroom and that someone else should?
We haven't even had the discussion that has gotten that far. Our discussions right now have been with the condition that we are finding our park in, and that is a contributing factor, and that's an issue. That's about as far as it's gone.
As I said during the budget, the problem with a park like People's Park is that It's just one type of place, and we have to face the fact that some people are using it technically in ways that we would describe our homes as. And it can't be just the merchants around the park's problem. So Portland Loo shouldn't cost more than about $100,000. I hope it's not more than much more than that. There does seem to be room for it. It does sound like it's the priority of more than just this council member, although this is something in my district. I understand that it transcends what Parks expects their mission to be, but this is what we get for having a, you know, mixed use downtown. That's kind of what we want. So I would urge Parks to consider moving that up their list. The Portland Loo, unlike what San Francisco and Seattle tried, seems to have withstood the design test, and it answers a lot of concerns that people have about outdoor bathrooms. But it's hard for me to look at renovations of bathrooms in other parks and there not be one downtown. Really hard for me to say yes to that when there's clearly such a need downtown.
Councilmember Volan's suggestion to install a public bathroom at People's Park in downtown Bloomington did not sit well with one council member in particular. Allison Chopra represents District 3 on the council, which includes most of the far east side of town and parts of the north side.
I would like to counter Councilmember Volan's suggestion that a Portland Loo would be appropriate at People's Park, given the type of criminal activity that is prevalent in that specific location.
I think that maybe Councilmember Chopra needs to study Portland Loos. I mean, the design of them takes into account the possibility of that sort of activity. It also, in the course of tut-tutting the behavior of people in the park, which we're already addressing to the police, criminalizes basic human function. I mean, we already went through a few years ago the notion that somehow we would be criminalizing sleep among people who, for whatever reason, don't have a home or don't qualify for a low barrier shelter. We can discuss the details of it, we can disagree on them, but I mean, the simple fact is there's not a bathroom in that park, and there's a bathroom in a lot of other parks around town. And it just seems like all sorts of judgmental in a way that doesn't really address the problems in the park. It also would directly address concerns of merchants who wind up being the de facto bearers of the burden of people who are spending time in that park without a lot to do. And it also doesn't take into account the idea that there are more people than just the people who we'd associate with the park that are downtown that might need to use the bathroom. I'm thinking in particular of somebody who's drunk on the street from a local bar that's just served them. And we know that there's plenty of people downtown doing that. And they have been known to relieve themselves in places that I can assure you local merchants are not happy about.
The council did not reach any kind of decision about whether to recommend the construction of a bathroom in People's Park, and discussion of the parks was not limited just to People's Park. Councilmember Chris Sturbaum also referred to issues in the Building and Trades Park on West Howe Street. Sturbaum lives in the Prospect Hill neighborhood and represents much of the west side of town.
Yeah, it's well known that this is one of the best parks department in the country. I just have to keep saying this about some of the parks that we're starting to have problems with. We know it's going on in Seminary Park and People's Park, and we're starting to have problems in my neighborhood park. We don't want to have to drive to another park and bypass our neighborhood park. People are sleeping in it. People are kind of occupying it at times, and I think it's going to be the next thing that parks are going to have to just seriously address, and that is step up on taking a role in enforcement of keeping the parks open for everybody, because some people just simply don't feel comfortable and welcome in the parks. We saw great pictures of dozens of parks that everyone feels comfortable in, and they're used the way that we've always imagined parks to be used, but this is something that's, it's kind of like a virus, and it's attacking our parks. And I don't know how we can do this right, but I think more enforcement is a start. And if we can't increase the police department, we need to increase some enforcement from parks. With these millions and millions of dollars that are being spent, some of it might need to be spent on some enforcement parks personnel or some kind of supplemental support for more people who work out of the police force if you want to keep these enforcement roles separate. But I think parks has certain enforcement powers that we are not accessing.
Sturbaum did not detail exactly which policies he wanted better enforced. The city does not have a rule against sleeping in the parks, and in fact, last year the Department of Justice made a filing indicating that any such laws would probably be unconstitutional. After Sturbaum voiced his concerns, Councilmember Steve Volan responded.
I don't know that parks is a security force. I mean, I agree with Councilmember Sturbaum, absolutely, that there are problems we need to address. But to ask parks to do it just seems inappropriate. I also think that to stigmatize the people in the park, I mean, one of the most significant things the mayor has supported is the Crawford Homes. It's the number one thing that seems to have been alleviating what we see as a crisis of vagrancy in Bloomington. And that's just not the Parks Department's purview. We have other departments for that.
No decision was made about whether Parks Department employees should be encouraged to better enforce any policies. During a straw poll toward the end of the meeting, Volan passed rather than vote in favor of borrowing the $7.2 million requested for the other parks projects. A binding vote is scheduled to occur during the City Council meeting tomorrow, which begins at 7:30 p.m. at City Hall. For WFHB, I'm Joe Crawford.
You can hear the entire City Council meeting on the Community Access Television Services website. catstv.net.